inconclusiveness that indicates the allegory of the cave was its foundation and with us still. With that in mind, we'll talk a bit about Plato, the Republic itself, and the translator chosen, Benjamin Jowett, professor of classics at the remarkable Balliol College at Oxford University, who allowed Plato to speak for Plato with a literal translation of his exact words and ideas without any treacherous attempt to make Plato modern. Track 2, Plato, His Life. Plato was born in 428 BC and died in 347 BC. He was the student of Socrates, who was featured prominently in the Republic and especially in the Allegory of the Cave. Plato was a teacher of Aristotle as well. So there was a remarkable string of learning. It started with Socrates, went to Plato, and on to Aristotle. I can't think of a line of teachers of equal merit ever in any field. Perhaps almost as remarkable and little commented upon, Plato's academy started in his lifetime and continued until 529 AD. The only reason it went out of business is because Justinian believed it undermined Christianity.